Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me have the buttons on Saturday. It is Free Talk Live. Welcome, everybody. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us on air, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, joining me.
Beakless Mountaineer.
So I predicted this some time ago. As soon as New York City decided to put in, if you haven't had the vaccine or take a negative test, you can't go to a concert, and you can't go to a restaurant, and you can't go to a bar, and you can't, all the things you can't do. Well, it seems as if the New York of the West Coast has joined New York of the East Coast, and that is King County, Washington, which, of course, is the greater Seattle area. This from Fox 13, Q13Fox.com, specifically from the Seattle area. Seattle, King County announce indoor vaccine requirements to fight the COVID-19 spread.
Well, I mean, if we just let these people live their lives, then how will they ever get the vax? You gotta get the jab. I
love how
if we just let them have the carrot, then all we've got is the stick.
I love how none of these things ever mention natural immunity, your immune system, Mother Nature.
It's a myth.
You know how
natural
humans...
immunity is clearly a conspiracy theory.
Without government, your natural immunity just falls to pieces, right?
There's no such thing as fighting off diseases without the government.
Without government, who would make you immune to stuff? At any rate, Seattle and King County Thursday announced an indoor vaccine requirement for restaurants, bars, gyms, movie theaters, and other entertainment venues. The mandate will also apply to outdoor events with more than 500 people in attendance. So, conventions, concerts that are outdoors, that type of a thing.
I mean, yeah. Can you imagine these people just breathing the air?
How dare they?
Blattering all over each other.
How dare they?
Just sneezing and spattering everywhere.
Starting October 25th, patrons 12 years old and up must show proof that they are fully vaccinated or provide a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours of entry. This is just like the New York one.
Well, I mean, you're looking at it wrong. So the thing is, they're still allowing you to step outside of your own house without a passport. Can you believe that? They're letting people just walk onto their own front lawns and breathe air without proving that they got the jab. I mean, abominable.
Yeah, how horrible to just walk around, open-faced, breathing.
I mean,
what a horrible human you must be to do that.
People are seeing each other's faces. It's lewd.
And before I go on with the article, we know officially and unofficially as well that if you've had the vaccine, you can still carry and spread the COVID. We know that if you...
According to the CDC itself.
According to the CDC itself and a whole bunch of doctors and scientists.
Well, yeah, and, basic logic, but...
Yeah. And then also that asymptomatic people can carry the COVID and spread it.
They're the scariest ones of all, those asymptomatic people.
So we know those two things, and this is all, again, the CDC themselves, as well as doctors and scientists, and, everybody agrees, apparently.
Well, there used to be this thing called healthy, but that was a myth. Those were actually stealth asymptomatic people.
Sick until proven healthy is just as bad as guilty until proven innocent. So at any rate, we know these two things. We know that if you've had any vaccination whatsoever, you can still carry it and spread it. If you haven't, you can, and you don't have any symptoms, you still carry it and spread it.
And so we know it's about control. Because
asymptomatic man spreading.
Because if... That's hilarious. I believe the term is mansplaining, but whatever.
Well, you know, I'm glad you explained that to me.
So we know this is about control, because if it was really about safety, they would just make anyone, regardless of vaccination status, provide a negative test. That's the only requirement that, like, you know, if it were about safety and all that kind of stuff, if you're really trying to protect people, you would force people, mandate people, whatever it is you're doing here, you would make people just provide a negative test, and probably like less than 72 hours, because, you know, 3 days ago I could have been somewhere and contracted the thing, and it could be digesting, you know, 2 days ago or the day before or whatever. So none of this makes any logical sense in any way, shape, or form.
You can't just let people walk around with a virus that has a 99.9% chance of survival.
What will we do? What will we do? So the article continues, the order applies inside restaurants and bars. It doesn't affect outdoor dining, takeout orders, and shopping in places including grocery stores.
Hmm.
So let's see. I can go to I'm trying to think of what's out there. Big chance. I could go to the Olive Garden. Or no, I can't go to the Olive Garden. But I can go to the Safeway. That's the grocery store chain.
I mean, this is your old stomping ground. Do they close everything by 9? Because apparently the virus only takes effect after 9. It's kind of like werewolfism. Only works on a full moon. Viruses only take effect after 9.
Well, and apparently I think everybody should just live in grocery stores then. Because apparently the virus doesn't like grocery stores. It stays away from grocery stores as well, at least in the King County, Seattle area. Public Health Seattle and King County Health Officer Dr. Jeff Duchin, it's D-U-C-H-I-N, so I don't think I'm mispronouncing that, said the move will protect customers and workers through providing safer spaces, protecting the healthcare system, and helping prevent business closures.
Oh, that's what we need, safer spaces. Safe spaces weren't enough. We need safer spaces.
High levels of preventable COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations and increased deaths driven by the highly contagious Delta variant prompted the order, says Dr. Duchin. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but
I'm pretty sure that that's his name now.
If it wasn't before, that is now officially the Free Talk Live.
Dr. Duchin.
Dr. Jeff Duchin of Seattle and King County Health, Public Health. King County Executive Dow Constantine, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin, that's really her name, D-U-R-K-A-N, and others in the community support the order, according to the news release. Now, why would a politician support the order? I wonder.
Well, I got to say, for the 400th time, this is really bad fiction. I mean, seriously.
It is. It's like we're in a B-movie.
Right. Seriously. Like, if you were reading this, you'd be like, come on. Really?
Coming up next, guest host Tim Thomerson appears on Free Talk. I'm kidding. There's no Tim. He's just a horrible B actor that was in all of the horrible movies of the
80s. You don't know that for sure. There may yet be right. Tim Thomerson Tim that Thomerson shows up. After all of this, that would be the like least surprising thing ever.
During the commercials or something, we'll get a knock at the door. You rang? Yeah, it's Tim Thomerson.
Hey, I'm Tim Thomerson. I think I met one of you at Porkfest, and I've been trying to get here for a while now.
The only reason I remember that guy's name is because it's two words with T, Tim Thomerson.
Tom Timlin?
Tim Thomerson. If he's from, like, Timberland or something. You know, like,
Tom Timlin from Timberland.
Yes. Something like that. So Mayor Jenny Durkin said in an interview, the way this works, the best is if people make the right choices.
Arguments from Durkin.
The right choices, according to Jenny Durkin, apparently. Not according to, like, your own individual thoughts and feelings and research.
That is an elected Durkin.
Not to mention maybe your doctor's opinion of your health. No, those people are all wrong.
That is a qualified Durkin. That Durkin has the qualifications to tell you about health.
She certainly is Durkin the people around. Asked whether the mandate would isolate those who are unvaccinated, Durkin said that would be their choice.
Oh, really?
lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to feel isolated when you make it literally illegal to leave your house.
For the people who say, I just don't want it, well, then you're making a choice. You're making a choice that by doing that, you can't participate in things that are really important to society. Oh, Jenny Durkin.
Durkin.
More come.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Yes, come on and tune in to Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number for you to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Pickles Mountaineer.
We're talking about this bit of news from Q13Fox.com out of the Seattle area that says King County, or the greater Seattle area, has followed in the steps of New York and was it San Francisco?
I was going to say, I expected this to show up in California before Washington.
Yeah, they've implemented, as it were, vaccine requirements for a whole bunch of indoor stuff, you know, dining, movies, concerts, bars, and some outdoor stuff, too. Anything over 500 people, apparently, you have to present either the proof of vaccine, current, right? So if you've only had one, that's not for you. Have to have, like,
oh, yeah, both. You got to get the booster.
You got to, yeah.
I mean, that's actually not what the FDA says, which is weird.
But when you show the card, like, I don't know, maybe these people are, the government is forcing these business people to become enforcers of their stupid mandates,
well,
which aren't laws,
though?
By the way.
Are they? I mean, they're definitely,
well, yeah, because
they're definitely trying to get them to be enforcers, but,
yeah,
like, what's the actual penalty for not doing this?
That I don't know, and I don't know if this particular article mentions any of that.
This much for sure, like, the courts are so slow. So slow that even if you actually get penalized for not enforcing this, it's going to be years before they bother to get around to doing anything about it.
Yeah. But I can imagine them doing things like, oh, we'll pull your liquor license, or we'll pull your business license, or, you know, because they can do that.
Well, and okay, so same problem. I mean, they have made a system that is so broken that if they pull your liquor license and you keep serving liquor, by the time you end up in trial for it, you're probably going to be retired.
I have to disagree with you on the system is broken. I contend that the system is working exactly as designed to enslave and otherwise force people to become the equivalent of, you know, milk or a battery, right, for other people to live off of. Without any choice in the matter.
Well, they claimed a monopoly on so-called justice.
Yep.
They claimed a monopoly on dispute resolution.
Yep.
And they are terrible at everything they do.
Oh, yeah.
And literally everything they do the exact opposite of it.
So
look, I mean, sure, they're telling businesses to do this, but or else what?
Well, most people don't think like that. They don't ask that question. Sadly, most people don't ask that question. They
the
government said we have to, so I guess we have to.
Well, they might ought to want to start, because,
I'm with you.
This is crazy.
If you want to see a glimpse of the future, just tune into some news from Australia. That's the future. That's what's coming.
That's our future.
Coming soon to this coming this fall on the fall release of this edition of the United States.
Yeah, or no. Just no.
Or just start saying no.
Yeah,
that's true.
Just we could start saying no. Because I'll tell you one thing about Australia. They lost their guns a minute ago. So their government stopped being scared of them. And that's why they are getting all of this early.
That's what happens every time in history. Open a freaking history book, people. Every time in history. Every time in history. When a government takes away arms from people, people die. People become enslaved. People become ruled over. People become, are susceptible to, susceptible? Is that a word?
Susceptible.
Are definitely, you know, falling under.
If you're susceptible, then you might be susceptible.
Yeah. Anyway, tyranny takes over. Every time in history.
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
Like, why would they want to disarm you? So they can do terrible things to you.
But we've never tried real disarming of the people.
Well, and that's the thing. So, like, I've seen when they tried to do this nonsense at Porkfest. They're outnumbered.
Yeah.
And they ran away.
Which is exactly what should happen.
That is exactly what should happen every time.
Yeah.
Like, we're taking your liquor license.
Are you?
Okay.
Are you really?
Okay. Write down whatever you want to in your little book, but we're just going to be a bar or tavern or whatever it is. We're taking your business license. Okay. I'ma still sell stuff?
Yeah, it would be really nice if more people would just say no and go on about their business. And then also have their neighbors stand up for each other.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really nice, too. It would be really, really nice. A lot of things would be really nice, but I'm not holding my breath. This particular order for King County, the Seattle area, includes exceptions for takeout orders. Oh, goody. I don't have to show the papers when I order some to-go from the local chain.
Isn't that generous of them?
Exceptions for takeout orders, outdoor dining, and grocery stores. Small restaurants, defined as those with seating capacity for fewer than 12 people, will phase into the mandate on December 6th.
Well,
they'll phase into.
I'm not saying that you have to get injected with experimental drugs. I'm just saying that if you don't get injected with experimental drugs, then you should maybe, you know, wear a little yellow star. That's all.
Look, as a former guitar player in heavy metal bands for a couple of decades or so, the only time I can think of that somebody hasn't been able to talk me into taking experimental drugs is the government. When the government says you have to, that's when I draw the line. I'm like, no. Sorry, guys. Naga. Not going to happen.
Not going to do it. Well, and that's the thing. So, like, let's say I'm at a concert and somebody's like, hey, if you snort this, I'll give you a donut. Don't snort it. Don't do it.
The difference is, like, if the government wants you to snort this, you probably shouldn't.
And that's just a dude. Yeah. Like, hey, snort this, I'll give you a donut. No, that seems like a terrible idea. And that's just a dude, let alone, oh, I don't know, the people that lied us into a forever war.
Yeah. These requirements are similar to those recently enacted in New York, San Francisco, and New Orleans, as well as in Washington State's Clallam and Jefferson counties. So counties outside of the greater Seattle area have implemented something similar. More than 150 restaurants and bars in King County have already implemented some form of the vaccine requirement to enter, the Seattle Times reported. And I can corroborate that. There were venues that I'm aware of that I see on my social media from back in the day. They're like, hey, we're putting on... people up in Canada are like, hey, sorry, we're not going to be able to do this tribute band because, you know, everybody's not vaccinated.
Good time to get to a state that promises never to do this.
603-283-6160. Still to come, a preschool mom allegedly violently assaults a preschool teacher. We'll find out why.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Republican U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas and 38 of his House Republican colleagues introduced a resolution on Friday urging the Biden administration to fulfill its obligation to fully enforce federal immigration laws in response to the migrant surge in Del Rio. Gonzalez says most of the Haitians were not sent back to Haiti.
Out of these 15,000 migrants that were under there, about 2,000 got sent back to Haiti. That means 13,000 were processed and released into the United States.
Norway will end all COVID-19 related restrictions starting Saturday, the government announced, joining a growing list of countries and states that have removed pandemic curbs. Now the time has come to return to a normal daily life. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slammed the cowards of the Supreme Court for the dark of night Texas abortion law decision as the House passed the Women's Health Protection Act.
What the Supreme Court did was cowardly, a cowardly dark of night decision, to allow that bill to go into effect. How could it be?
The U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation on Friday to protect abortion services against growing Republican-backed state restrictions, including a Texas law that imposes a near-total ban on abortion, but the bill is unlikely to pass the Senate. The U.S. Department of State said China is attempting to divert attention from its own bad conduct in Hong Kong by accusing the United States of interfering in city affairs. The statement comes after China published a list of people responsible for the alleged interference. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us on air. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Tonight in the studio with myself, the captain.
And Pecos Mountaineer.
We're talking about this article from Q13.com. That is a television station out of the Seattle area where Seattle's King County and a couple other counties have implemented vaccine requirements for things like going out to eat at a restaurant or going to a bar, attending a concert, those types of things. But apparently the virus hates grocery stores. Apparently if you know, you don't have to show proof of anything if you're just going out for some groceries.
It's because they put the lanes in.
Oh, and the plexiglass.
Yes. The lanes and the plexiglass is, you know, it's like crosses and garlic, you know? I mean...
Well, then I have to ask you, Peakless Mountaineer, why not put lanes and plexiglass in concert venues and restaurants and bars? Oh, my.
They haven't?
I don't know.
I don't know. Been a minute since I went to a concert. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it would be the most depressing thing I've ever seen in my life if I did.
I'm still upset about the concert that I got my refund on because I'm just not going to go. I'm not going to deal with any of this down in Boston.
Well, and that's the thing. Just like literally everything else. We've just got to do it ourselves. Like, if you want music,
even worse,
play.
Even worse. I was going to go see this heavy metal show once in a lifetime. Well, these guys are getting old. It was going to be Exodus, Testament, and Death Angel all on one bill. Killer lineup as far as old school thrash metal is concerned. I decided not to go because, of course, the venue was a Live Nation venue, and Live Nation has decided to require vaccine proof and or a test within 72 hours. Of attending the show.
72 hours? What if I catch it between then and now?
These are all good questions. So
I canceled.
I had hotel booked. I had tickets. Canceled all that. Got my refunds. I had to do some things to get the refunds, but I got my refunds. And so then I was like, I've been into some funk music recently. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite funky sounding bands is a band called Lettuce. They're actually out of the Northeast, I think, maybe Massachusetts or Maine or somewhere. I don't remember where exactly. So they play up here frequently. They came on my online radio listening platform that I like. And I was like, oh, I wonder if these guys are playing, because it said they're on tour on this thing. I wonder if they're playing anywhere near here. I go and I look up. Sure enough, they're playing Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And I'm like, all right, awesome. I can go see Lettuce, my favorite funk band, go play live. And I go, I look at the website for this particular venue that I'm not going to mention on the air out in Portsmouth. And their website, of course, says, you must provide proof of vaccination or a negative test within 72 hours of entering our venue.
Well, you're not one of those underclass beings, are you? Those underclass beings trust the CDC, trust the science.
I might as well just wear a scarlet letter, walk around everywhere.
Safe and effective.
Big red U for unvaccinated, even though I've had COVID and got over it and I'm still alive. I'm fine.
Well, you are. It's called a face.
So, at any rate, this article goes on to say customers can use their vaccine cards or a photo of a vaccine card, documentation from a medical record or vaccine provider, or a printed certificate from myirmobile.com to enter establishments already requiring vaccine proof. You'll notice that there's like one official vendor. That's myirmobile.com. Hang on. Some local businesses throughout Seattle have been requiring proof of vaccination from customers for weeks. That's fine. It's up to your individual business if you want to do that. It just shouldn't be mandated for anybody. It just seemed like the tool at our disposal to keep our community safe, said Lucas Neve. Neve is the chef at Cafe Lago. He says the businesses started requiring vaccine proof in August. As a father, Neve says this requirement gives him peace of mind when he returns home to his 3-year-old who can't get the vaccine. The vaccine's not even recommended for that young.
He's 3.
Zero risk.
Do you know how many 3-year-olds even catch COVID? Like 2 total,
like 2
so far
around the globe
in the world ever. Like, that's probably not the actual number, but it is not far from the actual number.
Certainly minuscule. And then, like, here's what I don't get. It was the unvaccinated people who were fighting for businesses to stay open during the lockdowns. And so now that the businesses are open, the businesses like this guy is saying, oh, it gives me peace. So the people who are trying to support him during lockdown, he's completely ignoring and giving a middle finger to. Anyway, Anthony Anton, president and CEO of the Washington Hospitality Association, said in a statement Thursday that the announcement creates different standards for different types of eating places and no additional standards for most businesses. Quote, the data shows without a doubt that COVID spreads everywhere, and any policy to reduce the spread must similarly apply everywhere, unquote.
Okay, let's examine that statement.
Yes, let's.
Because that first part I will definitely agree with. Yeah, it spreads everywhere.
Regardless of your vaccination status, your lockdown status, your masking, your unmasking.
Almost like it's a virus.
Almost, it spreads like a virus.
Wow! Who'd have thunk that you could spread a virus everywhere?
But the second part says, any policy to reduce the spread must similarly apply everywhere.
Or how about not?
Well, it already isn't because I mean, there's more than three counties in the state of Washington. So this thing that's gone into effect is only affecting three counties.
If you pass a policy, obviously it's going to do exactly what it says and cannot be defied. I mean, really, they should start passing a policy to repeal gravity.
Dear people of the greater Seattle area and other areas around it, did any of you vote for this? I don't think you did. Even if you did, it wouldn't matter. I've seen that happen in the Seattle area, too. I've seen they'll propose something, and the public votes it down. They'll propose it again the next time it comes around. The public votes it down. And then, you know, eventually it goes up anyway. They slide it into some bill, and like, how did that get in there? I'm not even sure. And then the thing happens anyway that the people voted down multiple times in a row.
Well, they weren't voting correctly.
You got to vote harder.
Exactly.
Vote harder with a vengeance.
Obviously, it's the right idea. It's why we keep giving you the opportunity to vote this into law, and you just keep voting the wrong way.
This guy Anton goes on to say, anything less than applying everywhere is what he's referring to. Anything less than that amounts to using our industry, which has been the hardest hit by far, as a carrot and stick for the small percentage of people in King County who have been unwilling to be vaccinated.
Gee, who would ever do that? Make a carrot and stick for the people who are unwilling to be vaccinated.
Yeah, people oftentimes, when referring to evil that other people do, go, I can't believe that they did that. I don't know where they would have learned that from. Well, they learned it by watching you, and by you, I mean government.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the association would continue working to be a part of a solution based on science, and urged people to be kind to hospitality workers as they work to stop the spread of the... It's not the hospitality workers' job to stop the spread of the coronavirus, you morons!
No, it ain't. So, more and more, I feel like the actual solution is this Simpsons episode of, when it comes to regulations, just don't look. Just don't look.
Yeah, Dushin's order is not meant to be permanent. And will be reviewed within 6 months after the implementation date, officials said. Where have we heard this before?
You know, as soon as the oil crisis is off, they'll repeal the speed limit. And as soon as we're not at war with Germany, then they will repeal the income tax.
And, of course, let's not forget about the charts during 9/11. The how much danger are you in from terrorists, right?
Orange.
The whole Patriot Act was supposed to be a temporary thing that was reviewed every 6 months. And guess what? It's permanent. 603-283-6160. Still coming up tonight on Free Talk Live. Why would a preschool mom beat up a teacher?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Two Dorks Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. We always bring stuff in to talk about because, well, we're a talk show, but you don't have to talk about what we're talking about. You can bring up any topic, any subject that you want. There's very few rules. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you would like to join us in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
And I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it, who put the question mark on the teleprompter for Peakless Mountaineer again? Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignoring this important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that is relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, we're going to get to the preschool mom violently assaulting a teacher and why she would do that and how that all occurred. But
I did make a request have something a little bit lighter.
Like,
is there any good news? Like, a little bit of, like, oh, I don't know.
Here's a little light in the world.
People, perhaps.
Here's a little light in the world. And to some extent, the preschool mom beating up the teacher is kind of good news. And I don't want to say that because I don't want to spoil the fun. But I do have this other thing that I want to mention because we've been talking about in the previous hour, three segments.
It's definitely better than watching terrible things happen to your child and doing nothing. That's a fact.
That is true. So I looked through my show prep, and indeed I do have something that I wanted to mention because we've been talking about the Seattle area now going all New York and San Francisco on us with the showsy papers, or you can't, like, have fun
and New Orleans, which was news to me, but yeah. I am not surprised.
So this is from MRCTV.org. A Michigan weatherman was fired for not taking the mRNA injection, and he leaves with class. This was published on the 22nd, so just a couple days ago. Viewers of WLUC-TV6 in Michigan are probably familiar with 30-year weather reporter Carl Bonack, B-O-H-N-A-K. But now, Mr. Bonack is becoming well-known around the world because of his principled stand for bodily autonomy and free will when told to accept an mRNA vaccine in order to keep his job. Bonack would not accept the jab, and station managers have fired him from his job. Can you imagine that? I mean, there's more to this article. We'll get to it. But, like, can you imagine dedicating 30 years to your craft, to your profession, to, you know, to doing the thing that, you know, you trained on and being successful at 30 years, guy must have been pretty good, right? You don't usually keep a guy around for 30 years if he's doing his first crappy job, you know? Just in any industry, right? So 30 years this guy went on and he gave the weather and did just a fine job, apparently. But when it came time to, hey, we're going to make you take the vaccine, why, nope. I'm not going to... Oh, sorry,
so
you're fired.
So I know you've been doing this for 30 years, but we're going to need you to do some experimental gene therapy, that's all.
As Mary Ellen Cagnasola writes for Newsweek, Carl Bonack, who reported the weather for WLUC-TV6 for more than 30 years, said he was fired for refusing to get inoculated... That's not a right word. Inoculated against COVID-19. His departure, first reported by the Mining Journal, mirrors that of professionals across industries who have resigned or been fired for refusing the vaccine. Now, just a word on this before I continue with the article. If you are listening to this program and you're in a position where your employer has said, hey, if you want to keep your job, you got to get the vaccine, and you don't want to, well, don't, first and foremost. Tell them no. If you feel so inclined, you can file a religious exemption with your employer. There's instructions how to do that over at Rutherford.org. There's some templates that you can download and some paperwork that you can print out and that kind of thing if you want help. And then they have a phone number. That's what they do over at Rutherford.org. They help people. They're attorneys over there. So I'm not an attorney. This isn't legal advice, but they are. So at any rate, I just want to say that allow yourself to get fired. Make them fire you.
Yeah.
Don't quit.
Yeah.
Don't quit.
Don't make it easy.
Unless you've got something else lined up that's better already, which, if you're smart, that's how you do it, right? You're like, oh, my employer's going to require this. I better chum the water with some resumes. I better get out there and, you know, talk to some people, some recruiters, whatever, right? You know, if you've got something else better lined up, well, then go ahead and quit and take the other thing. But if you don't, then by all means, force them to fire you.
Basic rule of thumb, don't assist with tyranny.
Right.
Now, this happens to be the tyranny that is on you, but don't make it easy for them. Like, make them fire you. I mean...
It'll also put you in a better financial position, because if they fire you, then you have some recourse. You can do all sorts of things through the offices of unemployment. You can collect unemployment if they fire you, all that kind of stuff. So make sure that, you know... You know what you're doing before you do it. Don't make a knee-jerk reaction just because you're upset. I understand the desire to do so when you hear news like your employer is going to require you to take a jab. So at any rate, this article continues.
And just to be clear, I'm pretty sure that literally every religion that anyone listening to this might have is against you injecting untested experimental who knows what out of fear.
The people who have taken it are the test subjects.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, we have no idea what this is. We have no idea what it does. And they are trying to scare you.
If you've had any of these injections, you are the experiment.
And I'm pretty sure that every religion will be like, should I jam this into my arm because I'm scared of you? Nope. pretty sure that I should not act on my fear. Pretty sure that acting on fear is basically against every moral code.
This article actually goes on to say inoculate is the incorrect term, as I mentioned while reading it. mRNA injections are not inoculations. But the gist of Cagnasola's statement about the story is right, and in a Facebook post Wednesday, September 15th, Mr. Bonac offered a valuable statement about free will, the jabs, and government influence in the process. He even had the kind heart to paraphrase a classic statement from late New York Yankees legend Lou Gehrig in his farewell. And here's what he said. Today it is with heavy heart I announce after over 33 years I am no longer employed at TV6. I am sad, but to borrow a quote from a famous ballplayer, I'm the luckiest man on earth because I had a dream as a kid to be a weatherman. That dream came true, and to top it off, I got to broadcast weather for one of the most challenging, beautiful spots in the United States. As an added bonus, the people I broadcast to all across Upper Michigan were so kind and encouraging. Thank you for watching. And there was more, all of which is worth noting. I am leaving TV6 because the station's corporate owner, Gray Television, has mandated vaccination against COVID-19 for anyone entering a property owned by the company. Since I chose not to take one of the shots, I was fired. Many of you have taken one of these injections, and that is absolutely your right. It's also my right to choose the medical options I feel are right for me. I have authority over my body. I have decided against the vaccine option, first and foremost because the manufacturers of these injections have absolutely no liability if injury or death occurs after the shot. I asked myself, would I buy brakes for my vehicle if the brake company had no liability if the brakes failed? No, so I will certainly not allow a medicine in my body from a company that does not stand behind its product.
Well, it's worth mentioning to anyone that would even argue this. You can't sue them if it all goes wrong. And I mean, okay, if I'm hanging out at someone's house and they're like, hey, snort this or leave, I'm gonna leave. Especially if I'm like, what is it? And they're like, I'm not really sure.
603-283-6160. Hour number two is coming up, and we'll talk about the preschool mom who assaulted a teacher. More Free Talk Live is next.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.